the young engagement and the high engagement. আজকে হরিচরণ, হ্যাঁ হরিচরণ ফসকে গেল।
আর ও আজকে সকালে এত তুলেছে যে ওরা
said something about the four namavas.
Namavas. Yes. Sankhetya parihasya stubh helano. Sankhetya, when we handle one thing and another thing comes out of that. That is meant. Meaning goes to another place. We hit in one place, and the sound is another, in this way, sankhet. And that is the famous piece of Ajamil, Sankhetya Namabhas. Ajamil first hit his son, his last son. He was playing when Ajamil was half unconscious in his coma stage. Suddenly he found three awkward and dangerous figures before him. And they have put round a thread or a rope around his neck and drawing it. Then he suddenly opened his eyes and found all in a mental vision. And frightened and could remember that little ago his son, youngest son named Narayana, he was playing. So his first attention was drawn to his son. He may come and save me from the hands of these furious figures. But suddenly it came to his mind, what that little boy will do with these furious figures. Then helpless, and at once, from the name Narayana, the sound, from that sound, the God Narayana, Lord Narayana, came to his mind. He began his son Narayana. But he cannot cope successfully with these figures, dreadful figures. So he took him to the Lord Narayana. And as soon as his heart touched that the peace of Narayana, the sound of Narayana, meant the Lord Narayana is meant, no sooner, four persons came down. This Parshada, they had four Devadut, or the Vaikuntha Dut, from the plane of Vaikuntha, four came down. Their appearance very soothing and awe-inspiring and sympathetic. As soon as those folk came down, the atmosphere changed into dreadfulness to a peaceful atmosphere. They challenged these three representative of Yamaraj. Why are you here? They told, last moment of Ajami drawing near, and he was very great sinner, worst sinner, and we have come to take him to our Lord, so that he may receive proper punishment there. What do you say? Don't you listen just now to his pronunciation of the name of Narayana? Yes, yes, we heard. Still you are waiting here? For what purpose? Yes, he has taken the name Narayana. What does it matter? A great magnitude of sin, whole life he has committed, and of various serious types, and only once Narayana, what is that there? Oh, you fellow, you do not know the Shastra. You know what is Pap, what is Punya, do you know? Yes, we know. And what is Dharma? But the Veda Panhito Dharma, what is written in Veda for us to adopt, that is Dharma. Then, have you not found that if one can take the name of Narayana, he is absolved from all the sins of his previous life? No, you don't know that. In this way, a sort of fight went on between the two, a debate. But they were vanquished. And this very, in a commanding tone, they said, go to your master and inform him that he has pronounced the word Narayana anyhow. Anyhow. So his jurisdiction has changed. Whatever little sin he may possess even now, but the jurisdiction has changed. Now that will be considered in the court of Narayana, not here in this your master's jurisdiction, Karmakanda. It is finished. Go and tell him, you do not know all these things. Then they went away and told their master, what they have said, it is all right. But such cases are very rarely found, so he did not feel it necessary to teach you all those things. A very rare case. If further you find in future such persons, you please show my namaskar, my respect to them. Now, all these things, this talk, the argument, all this ajami heart, and when the Yamdut gone, the Vishnudut also went up. Then he was left alone. What is the matter? I was a Brahmin son. I used to do these holy practices, but suddenly my mind fell into a trap, and I there was a deviation from my former life into a life of a debauch. And for a long time I committed so many offenses and sins, crimes that has got no end. Now in my last years only I took the name of Narayana, and such a wonderful thing happened. So Narayana is there, religion is there, Vibhushan is there, everything is there. No longer to participate in my former life. Yadush. And started direct to Haridwar. Speaking nothing to the family. Went straight to Haridwar. And there she began Narayana Narayana. The emancipation, the liberation, by only one Narayana Namavas, the sinful tendencies of his whole life disappeared. And he got mukti. But not any engagement in the service of Vaikuntha, not bhakti, simply mukti, liberation. Liberation from the negative side, but not any positive merit, so that he may taken into the internal portion of Vaikuntha. He went to Haridwar and began to take the name of Narayana. And when time came, those four persons, Vishnu Duta, came to him with a chariot and took him there in Vaikuntha. It is mentioned in Bhagavata. So Namabhas means this is Sankirtana. The sun was the excitement, the cause of excitement to him to go to Vaikuntha conception of Narayana. This is Sankirtana. And this is liberation. Abhas is mukti, not bhakti, not seva prapti. One may not gain any serving engagement, but only emancipation from the negative side, the sinful, the exploitation, by exploiting nature, relieved, released. Well, Sanket, Parihas. One thing I should say in this connection, that Namabhas, if we take any way, it will produce Namabhas, there is no guarantee. Sometimes it may be, sometimes may not be. It depends on the sweet will of the Lord. It may come in a way, or it may not come. Maybe crime opens, Namapala. Because Sankirtana, Parihasya. Parihasya in a sporting mood to a mild way to ridicule any person. Parihasya. In a laughing. One is going on with Hare Krishna. Another gentleman may remark, "Oh, you are a great devotee. Suddenly you have turned to be a devotee. And you are taking Hare Krishna. Not out of his own necessity, but only to cut a simple joke to his friend. He says so. You are a great devotee, I see. You always say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Parihas. Sankirtan Parihasyam. Stove. Stove may be an awkward imitation. Says Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way. হরে কৃষ্ণ একটু ভদ্রভাবে করলে সেটা খালি পরিহাসের মতন যাবে, আর যেখানে বিকৃত মুখে বিদ্রুপ করবে নেগলিজেন্টলি, ইমিটেট ভেরি নেগলিজেন্টলি উইথ ফিগার অকওয়ার্ড শেপ, হরে কৃষ্ণ ইত্যাদি, and very negligently make imitation of a devotee and despise. There is stoob and the hillon. In other meaning also is That song is a stub. That in music, we made a gold nitai, the awaz. In this, that is also called stub sometimes. And the hila. Hila means without any attention, no attention. Only through a slack habit. Suppose one is rising from the bed and yawning, Hare Krishna, in this way, yawning. Not devotedly, attentively, or any spontaneous, automatic, without attention, some intuitive, some reflex action. That is hila. And also, sometimes to take the name hatefully, that is also meant. Because the example is given such, once a Mohammedan, he was attacked by a boar, a swine, and he suddenly cried out about haram, haram. Haram means that boar or the swine, what it means?
Yes. Boar, swine.
Boar, hog.
Yes.
Swine. Haram, haram. Ha means ha, sometimes vocative term. Ram means Ramchandra. Haram, total. Haram means that hog. But ha, Ramo, when disconnected, it means O Ramo. So by Haramo, it may be Ha Ramo. This came to his mind. Though hatefully or fearfully, haram, haram, being afraid of the boar, haram, haram. But there was namabhas in a particular javano, mlecha, Muslim. There was also namabhas. But so many there saying haram, haram. But always not namavas. In particular case, it so occurred that in that case it became namavas, and the Muslim he got liberation. It is written in Purana. They are eyewitness. They could see, and they have recorded it. And only by haram. It is for the hog, and he got liberation. In this way, Sankhetya, Varyasya, Stub are Hilano. Madhura Madhura Metam Mangalam Mangalanam. Madhura Madhura Metam Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigamavalli Satphalam Chit Sarupam. Sakrijabhi parijitam sraddhaya hilayaba. Either with feet or hila, with indifference, with indolent nature. It might have been pronounced. But in such cases also we find sometimes that one get the advantage of namabhas and attains liberation. Namavas mukti. It can sever our connection with the negative side, but it can give the passport, but not the visa. Not admission to enter into the realm that is reserved for the agents of Vaikuntha, that is sadhu. Sadhu Mahaprabhu. It is reserved for them to enlist and to issue visa. This is Namabhasa. Stubha, Hirana. All kinds of Namabhasa. Sankhetyam paryasyam va stubham hiranam eva va vaikuntha namakranam ashi sagaharam vaikhanache sankhetyam paryasyam va stubham hiranam eva va vaikuntha namakranam ashi sagaharam vidu. Anyhow it must have connection with vaikuntha. Nirguna must come in connection with the relativity of the infinite, of the absolute. If any connection with this mundane, that is aparadha. Any achievement, any aspiration connected with this mundane world, the land of exploitation, then aparadha. But Vaikuntha Namakranam Asesagaharam must have connection with Vaikuntha, Kuntasunya, that is infinite, Nirguna. Some connection anyhow must come, touch of Nirguna. Then it affects the liberation. Otherwise it will be aparadha. Vaikuntha Namakranam Asesagaharam Papaharam Vidu, and then Suddhanam. Suddhanam, namnastu javati shakti, papane sarane hari tavat kottam nasaknati patakam patati java. Negative sight, negative entanglement is nothing to one who has got some taste for the Vaikuntha Nam. One has not the capacity to do any amount, any quantity of sin which only one Vaikuntha Nam can wash away. Only a flash of a second of Vaikuntha Nam can do away with all the charm of this sinful world, the world of exploitation, give and take, the world of to eat on loan, to enjoy on loan, on debt. Here, enjoyment means pinka death in the world. Hari Sagaram Vidu. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Bhavaharam. Ek name. What is that? Ek name. Haridas Thakur Bhajan. Haridas Thakur Bhajan. এক নাম নিতে সমস্ত মুক্তি হয়ে যায়, আর নাম নিতে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম উপরে হয়, এটা কোথায়? এক নাম লইতে সর্ব পাপ ক্ষয়, আর দ্বিতীয় নাম নিতে নামেতে প্রেম উপরে হয়। বোধহয় ওইখানে আছে। এবারে যে এবার বলে কি না কোটি ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানে কোটি জন্মে ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানে যেই মুক্তি নাই, এই বলে মূর্খ বলে সেই নামে এক নামে সেই মুক্তি নামা ভাষে মুক্তি হয়। কাট জোকস ওয়ান ব্রাহ্মণ কাট জোকস উইথ হরিদাস ঠাকুর। হরিদাস ঠাকুর টোল that only the real consequence of taking the name, real name, one gets bhakti, service. in Vaikuntha. And by Namabhas, not pure name, but only by Namabhas, one can attain mukti. Then the Brahmin boy, he could not tolerate this idea. He told, what this fellow say? He said, mukti is such a great thing, high thing. Kuti janme, brahmagyane, brahmasmi, brahmasmi, vedanta, vishinan, tattamasi, ayam brahma. Is by cruise of life, if we meditate in this way, hardly we can attain emancipation. And this fellow, this Mahamudancha, he said that only by Namabhas one may get that mukti. So he asked Thakur. But it is in the, written in the Shastra, you are known. We are known to Shastras, we have got any knowledge of the scriptures, you may see what we are saying. Panditiragon, Aishokir Bhakha Kara Panditiragon, Haridas Thakur quoted one slok and tried to to substantiate his own version, to prove. But that Brahmin boy, his name perhaps Gopal or something, he became furious and abused him very much. Then Haridas Thakur, he felt pain and came away. And that Brahmin son was a great curse came upon him. And within a few days attacked with leprosy. Leprosy. Because he insulted Shuddha Bhakta Haridas Thakur in such a way. It is written there. Chaitanya Bhagavat perhaps. So Namabhas, the slight tinge, slight connection, a hazy connection of the Lord, His name, the magnanimous name, may do away with all our sins of innumerable lives. It is possible. So great. And this is so meager. So meager. So the Lord says, Mameva ji prapadyanti maya metang tarantiti. Daivijyesa gunamai mama maya durattaya. In comparison to you, the jiva soul, the maya is immensely powerful. So, you cannot fight with maya in direct hitch. But Mameva ji prapadyanti. If you come to take refuge, if you surrender to me, the Maya will be afraid of me. But Maya won't care you. If you go to give a fight with her direct, he won't care. But, so it is in Gita. The direction has been given to us. Come to me. And the Maya automatically go away. I am infinite, she is finite. And you are a molecule of finite. So, your real way will be to come to me and not to begin come in connection with the direct fight with him. That will be your waste of energy. But you come this, take this process in no time and without much energy, you will come smoothly from out of Maya, illusion, misunderstanding, misconception, and you get proper conception. Little you advance towards proper conception, misconception automatically goes away, vanishes, can't stand. So Maya means misconception. And the proper conception is with me, Ishavasyam. Ishavasyam, that is the very gist of proper conception. Everywhere, my presence is there. I am everywhere. I am all in all. I am your master. I am the master of Maya also. So, very little of such knowledge is enough to drive away the misconception, the misconceived experiences may vanish. It's very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Chaitanya.
Maharaj, there are also different stages of Dhammabhas.
Even is that?
Dhammabhas.
Namabhas.
Dham, Dham.
Dham?
Abhas.
Yes. Dhammabhas. Just as Namabhas, Dhammabhas. Nam, Dham, Arakta, Kham. Everything may have. Abhas means as a hazy connection, hazy estimation, not proper estimation, not estimate, not have a view of anything with differentiation, discrimination, distinction, but haphazard, vague impression of anything that is avas. Dhammabhas. Dhammabhas, which is not dham proper, but has got some remote connection with dham, that may be considered as dhammabhas. Dhammabhas. Dham proper, where devotion begins, and just this side, the beginning, where the big appearance or perception of that dham, and not proper conception, that may be dhammabhas.
Threshold.
That brahma, we may dhammabhas, we may say brahma to be dhammabhas, brahma loka to be dhammabhas, just outside dham, not dham proper. Dham means where it begins. The service begins, divine service begins. Just before we can enter, but we are admitted into Dhamma, only the bhaj, the halo of Dhamma, that may be called Dhamma. Though such term, yet we have not found in any place, any scripture, Dhammabhas. But still, Dhammabhas may be told to be located like that in our estimation. Not the proper thing, But a halo, the outward hazy expression of a particular thing, that is his avas. Rupa avas, guna avas, avas. Just as the evening may be considered to be the avas of night, and morning the avas of the day, sunrise, not the proper beginning, but just before beginning, the stage that may be called avas, rupa avas, avas.
Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya prays, Nam Namakari Bahudha, Nija Sarva Saktis, Tata Pita Niyambitam Sparame Nakala.
Etadishi Tava Kriva Bhagavan Mamapi, Dutteva Nidisha Miha Yani Namala.
What is the condition?
That my previous activity, accumulation of Nirguna Sukriti is poor. Bhagya means Sukriti. Accumulated previous Sukriti. Duddhaiva. Duddhaiva means the circumstantial nature. Is not allowed. The circumstance, the environment, you are ready to grace, you are ready to extend your grace, your kindness. But the environment, the circumstance, as I have acquired by my previous endeavor, previous life, is not allowing to accept that, to get that. Not to be blamed, not any blame can be put on your side. Your every action is faultless and full. But if I do not get, the defect must be in my part. My part. You are perfect. You are gracious. You are affectionate. No defect in your side. But still, I do not get. It is due to my own defective position. Must be searched out. Must be searched more accurately. Where lies the seed of that misfortune? This should be our guiding star when we start in the way of devotion, always blaming myself and none else. Then the dawn of good fortune will come in no time. Tatri nukampam susamikkumam. Don't try under any circumstances to put blame to others, not to speak of the Lord, not even to any persons. The whole whole responsibility take on your shoulder, your head. And then you will get a shortcut road, the shortest cut. In no time you will be absolved from all difficulty. That is the key of Vaikuntha. Eat away control. the whole family things, you know, in me. So the Vaikuntha vision is very near. I am to be blamed. I am surrounded by perfect. That can help us most. Because that sort of experience, when from four sides we enter me and then purify me. You know. And if we are habituated to see blame, and that will come again in me, just as there is a will have, if we spite up, it will come on me. So, if we want to put blame on side, in other words, a reaction, that will come within me again. So we are asked not to see anything bad outside, but everything within you, and that will help you the most to purify you. Because He is present all, everywhere, and no mistake in Him, no want of injustice in Him, no want of justice in Him. He is perfect, He is all right. If anything wrong, that must be in me. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Tattin Kampan, Sushamiksu. Vinyanam, Nannama Kaj Bhagudan, Yashat Pasat, Nimita Smarani Naka. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bengali translation. Tumudaya sagara tarayite prani namayaneko tuva sikhayo diyani sakala sakoti de name tuhara grahane rakoli nahi kahalo vichara sriramu chintamuni tuhari samana vishe vidaroli karuna nidana tuva daya vaichana Parama Udara. Your grace is such infinitely spacious. Tu adara vaichana Parama Udara. Patishaya mundanata bhagavamara. But on my side, no qualification to draw your grace towards me. That is the difficulty. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Kya khare? Ek aap glass jal dal to khawa. Nidai, nidai. Ekhane ke? Bihar Prakash Swami. Nidai, nidai.
Ekhane
Bengal Dwar to? Bengal Dwar
to.
Mahamuni has no connection with you, anyone of he is pulling himself.
Yes.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had said that he was honeycomb with fault.
Honeycomb?
With fault. Dosh. Honeycomb. With fault.
Fault?
Yes.
Honeycomb?
Yes. Honeycombed with fault.
He with honeycomb?
No, he was honeycombed with fault.
Honeycomb, what is the meaning of honeycomb?
Honeycomb is it's like momashi. Momachi. Momachi ekta mani jebabe tade garb mani nirman kore. সেভাবে আমার উপর অনেক দোষ যুক্ত আছে
হনিকম নামটা ঠিক মনে করতে পারছি না মানে I have heard the word, but I can't remember the real meaning.